Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I'm talking with you about the 10-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, some of you haven't been following me probably since 2013 and might not remember that I actually was in Boston right after the bombing. I was there during the lockdowns, the manhunt for the two alleged terrorists behind the attack. And I actually documented with some original footage. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the remaining holes in the official story that exist 10 years later and why you, generally speaking, should have questions about the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries. Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much, so many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
We are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Fucking
hell! Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, everyone. First off, I want to remind you guys to visit my website, theconsciousresistance.com, theconsciousresistance.com. This is the best place to get all of my content, everything that I've created over the last 13 years, going on 14 years now. And you will find, when this video comes out, you'll find the latest post, which has the links to all of the articles we're going to go over tonight. And make sure you follow through there and do your own research. I will remind you guys, if you want to support my work, you can go to theconsciousresistance.com/invest. This is our page where you can find out more. We have a PO box if you want to send checks, equipment, love mail. If you got crypto addresses, you can send us crypto for support. And I recently just launched again a Buy Me a Coffee page. For those who are unaware, this is an alternative to Patreon. I'm not supporting Patreon. I'm not on PayPal. So if you want to support me, the only way to do so, besides the ways I just mentioned, would be at the Conscious Resistance page, the Derek Bros page on Buy Me a Coffee. And you can support for as little as $3 a month if you want to do that. And then one other thing, if you'd like to, you can buy shirts like this, No Masters, No Slaves, off our store. You can also buy my books, which you see right here, if you want to support. Those are the best ways besides just sharing my content to get the word out. So let's go ahead and look at this. Look, in 2013, this is my old YouTube channel. This is a much younger looking Derek Bros with a pulled back mohawk right there and hair on the side that's a little too long. This was April 16, 2013. So literally 10 years and 2 weeks ago. And this is my, what I call the conscious report as I was preparing. I was just days away from going to Boston to cover what happened. And this is also literally days after the bombing of the marathon itself took place. So that's me right back then getting ready to go cover it. Now, what I'm going to show you guys real quick before we get into the actual evidence and the questions that surround the Boston bombing, I'm going to show you my original report that I did for the Houston Freethinkers YouTube channel. These are old YouTube channels that I used before Derek Bros Live Free and then the Houston Freethinkers, which was an activist group I started in 2010, which existed till about 2018 or so. Myself and Cody Adams, shout out to Cody, who was my friend slash cameraman, activist, ally, traveled with me to New York City to cover these events. And this, what we're about to show you right now, is some of the footage that we took place. And I'm not going to show you the whole thing. It's about 8, 9, 10 minutes that we're going to play. But go ahead and follow through this. And you can see, again, the questions that we were asking on the ground as the entire city of Boston turned into a police state. Pretty crazy to be there and see in first person. But go ahead and check this out, and we'll be right back. This is Derek Bros with the IntelliHub and the Houston Freethinkers live in Boston, Massachusetts. We are here at the site of the Boston Marathon bombings that took place this past Monday, where 3 people were murdered and over 170 people were injured. We're here to investigate, to ask questions, to find out exactly what's going on. We just spoke to some people on the streets who are giving us information about a third explosion that they heard and other undetonated bombs that are going ignored by the mainstream media. Now today, the FBI, they've announced that there are personnel that they're looking for. There's certain people of interest that they found in the videos that they want to question either because of their proximity to the blast or because of possible connections to it. So we're here to ask questions. We're here to find more information about it and to find why these leads
such as undetonated bombs and the Saudi national that was all of a sudden deported for national security reasons, why these things are taking place and why the mainstream media is not asking these questions. And as you can see, there's a heavy military presence around the city. We're going to go check out the memorial and bring you more information. Please stay tuned.
Cloudy right now, but maybe somewhere between like 3:20 and 3:45, no doubt we heard an explosion. So there were the two explosions, but much later we heard a third explosion. So I don't know, I don't hear them talking about it on the news, but so you're the first person who's mentioned that to me. I thought that our interpretation of that was that there was a controlled explosion of one of the undetonated devices.
Yeah, because
but
said
I don't know.
Other ones.
Yeah, they're not really talking about that.
I mentioned what she's talking about to a reporter, and the reporter told me that they were told, that she thinks, from what I said, that they were told by the police that it was a water cannon. And they said and that's all they said. They didn't say why they were using it or why it sounds like an explosion, but that's what she told me. You can ask the other reporters what they know about that. But there are more explosions, not just bombs, but there are actual explosions afterwards.
Two explosions, there were seven. There was
at least one. Yeah.
That I was definitely on the street and heard an enormous sound. I would guess somewhere between like 3:20 and 3:40 or 3:50 on that day. Supposedly 2:50, about 15 seconds apart. Yeah, so maybe about a half an hour later, or maybe 40 minutes later. I know that when we were walking home, they had. Everyone was on their smartphones, and they had announced that that all the T stations, the public transportation, was on a lockdown or shutdown. So we just walked, and when we were walking, we definitely heard it.
You were in this area, walking away from.
I was probably walking down Calm Ave at the time, away from the scene.
Oh, so you're leaving the scene, and you heard it like back in the direction. Of the scene.
Yes.
Okay, so it's still in the same area.
Yeah, it was definitely still in the same area. And, there were lots of people.
About the JFK thing.
Yeah, so
you are distinguishing between the JFK controlled, like, detonation or whatever.
That was a fire. That wasn't controlled. That happened at JFK.
The JFK library thing?
Yeah, that was something else. They say it was unrelated. But it was a real fire, I think.
We just want to show, as we're walking and rushing to the city, how ghost town like it is. No one's on the streets, nothing's open.
We're checking trucks for explosives, possible explosives.
Here we are approaching the scene, getting as close as we can. It is our right to be able to film, exercising that right.
Secret Service.
yelled at by people on the roof.
How you doing? This is Derek with the Intel Hub and the Houston Freethinkers. We are here on Arsenal Street in Watertown in the Boston area. We are about as close as we can get with the media. As you can see, there's plenty of police presence out here. Last night, two suspects involved in the Boston Marathon were identified. There was a chase ensued where one of the suspects was killed in a shootout on the MIT campus. Now the remaining suspect, who is a 19-year-old Chechenian citizen who's been living here in America, is somewhere in this area, they say. Police are everywhere. There's helicopters above, there's snipers, they're keeping everybody as far away as possible. We're gonna keep asking questions, find out what we can. There seems to be some movement taking place, so we're gonna keep an eye on the situation. Stay tuned.
Blackhawks are here.
They're landing, dude.
Yeah, they're touching down.
So it's like, it was fucking some type of military operation that maybe these guys thought they were really gonna do a bomb setup, you know? And these guys kind of fed them. Is this, the FBI does it all the time, CIA, they set up people, they give them fake bombs, and then they let them do their little thing, and then they catch them.
They got a guy. They're searching them.
National Guard finally got what they wanted. Martial law in Boston. Anyway.
All right, so as you heard there in that video, there were questions surrounding second devices being exploded, fires, reports of additional explosions, all the usual telltale signs that we've seen in things like the Oklahoma City bombing and the 9/11 false flag, and in so many other examples where there's these, I don't know, there's like these characteristics that some of us, we're called conspiracy realists, who ask questions and say, I wonder how many times a certain characteristic has to be placed in these major world events before we ask ourselves, is that a sign? Is that you know something we should pay attention to? So we're going to go through some of those things, starting with the reports of drills taking place a year before the Boston Marathon bombing. Now, this is an article which you're seeing on screen that I wrote in July 2021, so 2 years ago. Why are conspiracy theorists worried about an impending power grid failure? And for those of you, you might remember that the World Economic Forum, they were about to have their cyber polygon simulation simulating a potential power grid failure. And there was a number of independent journalists and people in the alternative media who were kind of like on edge, like, oh my God, is the power going to go down? You know, there's always these fears that the power's going down. It may happen one day, guys, but don't live in fear. And this article itself was saying, okay, well, why is it that people have these concerns? And again, well, the World Economic Forum's meeting, they're having Cyberpolygon exercise. We know that they were at least part of the Event 201 exercise, and that was before COVID. So people are skeptical, they're curious, they're concerned. And what I did is I go through in this article, I actually interviewed Christian Westbrook, Ice Age Farmer. Shout out to him. He's alive. He's okay. And Dan Dix of Press for Truth about their perspective on this, because they are two of the people I've seen who's been calling this out back then. But the reason I brought this up is because not only do we have Event 201, we got exercises like Crimson Contagion, Clade X, all kinds of other exercises simulating the SPARS pandemic, which I was the first one to report on back in 2020, that show that they are, at the very least, they're doing exercises, they're doing drills, and for whatever reason, these drills often precede real-world events. I don't claim to know why, I'm just saying it seems to happen. So people like Christian Ice Age Farmer started to look in the fact that there have been these other exercises. There's the so-called food reaction game that the Rockefellers held. There was other exercises specifically about food that Christian was paying attention to. And then, of course, you've got like the 9/11 war games, which James Corbett and many of other people have written about and